obviously very disappointed. This is relatively unprecedented. I'm not aware of a situation like this in league history. But I'm most disappointed for our fans. Obviously turned out in great numbers. They've been here all weekend. Saw some of the estimates, you probably did too. 80 to 90% of the people here were Packer fans. So really feel bad for them. That said, though, I fully support the decision to cancel the game. I think the league and the Hall of Fame were right. The player safety is paramount, and that any issues with the field where it's any question that it's a safety hazard, you can't play the game. And I think the right decision was made.
It's newly remodeled field, so were there any concerns in the week leading up to it?
No, you probably heard David Baker talk about it. I think it was tested, a couple different times. Most recently, right before the game, it was tested by officials from the league as well as the Players Association. The problem was the paint job that took place after that.
Made it too slippery.
I can't comment on the specifics of it. No.
Is it disappointing in the sense that younger players you had the chance?
Oh yeah, to... obviously you start with the fans, and I think the Hall of Fame and the league need to do everything we can to try to make them whole. And I don't know how that process will work, but you really feel. I mean, look at our fans. They traveled from Green Bay and all across the country, spent all kinds of money buying tickets, and yes, they had some really great events. And not taking away anything, but I mean, last night was spectacular, and from a Packers standpoint. Almost unparalleled in terms of impact for our organization. But, there's no question this is very disappointing. So you feel for them. And to your point, it's obviously more than just the fans. I mean, you got young players, want to make the team. This is a chance. Obviously, in this game, a lot of our first-year players, younger players are going to play, and so they're losing that opportunity.
Mark, should the ceremony or the game be moved to a different venue rather than having two events of this magnitude on the same surface in less than 24 hours?
Mark, I think that's a question, for a later time. But, I think the league and the Hall of Fame and, as owners and myself and, others from the Packer organization, when we get together at league meetings, I think we need to look at some of those issues.
Mark, unsafe is obviously a subjective word. Is it a consensus decision? Who determines, and how is unsafe defined?
Well, that's something I think you need to ask the league and the Hall of Fame, but we fully support the decision.
Mark, how did the issue with the painted area on the field occur?
I found out about 2 hours before the game, so I think I don't know when it was painted, but during the warm-ups, I think the issue was noticed and brought to the attention of officials.
Couple more.
And it looked like it was Doc McKenzie was kind of looking at it, and then the coaches kind of brought it to your concern.
Yeah. No, it's player safety is so important now, and biggest issue facing the league is, concerns about health and safety. So, when you have something like this come up, I think you have to make sure you do your due diligence and really look at it. And, I think, like I said, the decision that the league and the Hall of Fame made, we supported, and I think it was the only decision that could be made.
Hey, Mark, how did Mike feel about it? Obviously he had a game plan and had things that he wanted to get done.
Yeah, I think, like young players, I think coaches were excited to see the new player, the rookies and younger players play. And but again, I think we all understand that safety is paramount and trumps everything when it comes to issues of like this.
How does tonight's cancellation affect the schedule going forward?
Yeah, you have to. You mean in terms of practice? You have to talk to Mike about that. This whole week, the way that our fans have supported the organization, supported obviously Brett, it has really been inspiring just to walk around Canton and certainly last night to see the turnout, and just want to thank them. Talking to people here in Canton, they said they'd never seen anything like it. Now, Pittsburgh travels well, but they're a couple hours away, and for our fans to come as far as they did is really pretty remarkable and a real tribute to the type of fans that we have.